Now, this time, Julian Weiberer is going to be taking a look at the time when one of the, I'm not going to be able to pronounce his name, King Siebert, one of them, brought Christianity back after his earlier forebears had reverted to paganism. Is that the right word, paganism?
Yeah, paganism will do. Yeah, that's right. Fine. Yes, remember we had three brothers who died in battle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, their own children were, of course, too young at that stage to take up the throne. So the throne went to a cousin called Siebert, the little Siebert the First. Don't know why he was little. Perhaps he was just small in stature.
Mm-hmm.
He, too, was pagan. And he was followed by a cousin, one of the three brothers' sons, called Siebert as well. Siebert the Second, and he was known as Siebert the Good. And he ruled roughly from about 653 onwards. And Siebert was a great friend of King of Northumbria, King Oswy. And he visited him a lot. Oswy had converted to Christianity. And in fact, Oswy sent Saint Sed, that's C-E-D-D, to Essex to help Siebert the Second convert his people to Christianity. It took several goes, actually, to get the people of East of the East Saxons to convert.
Yeah.
But this was the second attempt.
Yeah.
And Sed built churches at East Tilbury on Mersey Island, St. Peter's, at Prittlewell. He put up a preaching cross at Great Birstead.
Mm-hmm.
And by the preaching cross, he would baptize children in St. Sed's Well. The well is still there. It's in a garden, a well house,
right,
just by the side of the preaching cross in Great Birstead. And he also had a church built, of course, at St. Peter's on the Wall near Bradwell. This was built in the period 654 to 666. That sort of time.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it was of wood and then of Roman stone, mm-hmm, which was simply reused from the Roman fort, Othona, which was on the same site. If you visit it now, you can... I'll give you a tip, your listeners a tip. If you go there at night and you have a torch,
mm-hmm,
if you shine your torch, lay it on the ground and shine it over either side of the chapel of St. Peter's, then you can see the outline of the wall in the grass. It's a darker green, but it's a good thing to do if you've got kids. But go and try it. And St. Peter's is really, really important. The oldest stone building in England. It had originally an apse at the east end, which has vanished. That's gone now. But the outline of it is marked in stone.
And this is where again?
This is near Bradwell-on-Sea, on the coast. Right on the coast.
Right.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. Of course, the whole town that was built around it, Uthan Castir, has gone. It vanished in a flood in the sort of 1000s. But this building survived. It's a wonderful site. There's a Roman road goes out to it.
Mm-hmm.
As you're walking on a Roman road, it's wonderful. But at the end of the church where the apse was, you can see the beginnings of an arch, mm-hmm, the springings, if you like, of an arch. And this arch is a Byzantine arch.
Mm-hmm.
Byzantine meaning it was built in the Greek style. Now what's going on here in the middle of the 7th century? How on earth does something get built in the Greek style?
Mm.
It's like finding suddenly a Greek restaurant in the, it's crazy. And the reason is that Jerusalem was conquered in the year 638,
mm-hmm,
by the Muslims. In other words, all the people who lived there, Jews and Christians who lived there, there was a diaspora and they spread all over Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them must have made his way all the way to Essex.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, good King Siebert, he used his talents in architecture, in design, in knowing how to mix mortar, and in mathematics to build this wonderful building that's been there for 1,400 years. Give you an example of the mathematics. If you take a measure with you,
mm-hmm,
and measure the diagonals, the internal diagonals of the building,
mm-hmm,
from one corner to the other and from the other corner to the other. It's a rectangle. And you will find that they are exact to the inch. And no one in the whole of the rest of Britain, Scotland, Ireland, managed to do that until Christopher Wren, 1,000 years later.
So how on earth did he do it? We don't know.
Greek mathematics.
Ooh.
Isn't that wonderful? And this Greek architect. Yes, wonderful. And so Siebert, unfortunately, was murdered. After all he'd done.
Yeah.
How he was murdered, you'll have to tune in next time.
Okay, thanks very much indeed, Julian.